Justin's Sun-linked wallet pulled $274 USDT from Aave during the freeze. A wallet tied to Justin's Sun pulled $274 million in USDT out of Aave in the window following the protocol's RSETH market freeze, which was triggered by the KelpDAO bridge exploit. On-chain researchers flagged the move on April 23rd, with Wu Blockchain publishing a review of the withdrawal path and its timing. The withdrawal itself was technically routine. The part that caught attention was how fast a well-connected wallet cleared out while other depositors were still absorbing the governance news. The withdrawal trail, $274 USDT in one move. Per Wu Blockchain's review, the wallet, identified on-chain as linked to Justin Sun, moved $274 million USDT off Aave in a short window after the protocol paused its RSETH markets. $274 million on its own is a large withdrawal by any measure, but the part that caught analysts' attention was the pace. The wallet cleared out before most other large depositors had reacted to the freeze announcement. On-chain data showed the stablecoin stack being repositioned in a single deliberate sequence of transactions rather than a staggered unwind, which is how researchers traced it back to a known Sun-linked cluster. Timing around Aave's RSETH freeze. Aave's emergency governance action, triggered by KelpDAO's $292 million Layer 0 bridge exploit, kept RSETH borrow and supply markets on V3 and V4 frozen, while auditors mapped the damage. Aave's official position over the weekend was that RSETH stayed fully backed, and the freeze was precautionary, while the protocol worked through post-hack risk. The USDT markets themselves were not halted, which is how a $274 million withdrawal was mechanically possible. But for depositors watching the situation develop, the gap between institutional reaction speed and retail reaction speed is its own story. By the time most holders had read the Aave governance post and weighed their options, the Sun-linked wallet was already done. For anyone who has ever tried to exit a lending protocol during a live crisis, the asymmetry is familiar. It just does not often arrive with a clean $274 million receipt attached to it. Why Sun-linked wallets draw extra scrutiny? Justin Sun has been a perennial focus of on-chain researchers. His name has been tied to large movements around lending protocols, exchanges, and stablecoin issuers on multiple occasions in the past, often during volatile moments. When a wallet cluster attributed to him moves fast around a live governance crisis, analysts track it carefully, partly because prior patterns have suggested knowledge of internal protocol states ahead of retail participants. We cannot verify whether the wallet is Sun's personal treasury, a vehicle connected to companies he's involved with, or an affiliated fund. What the on-chain record shows is a wallet with prior associations to Sun-linked clusters moving a very large USDT position out of Aave at the exact moment governance uncertainty was peaking for other depositors. That is not, on its own, evidence of anything improper. It is a data point that carries more weight because of who the wallet is tied to. The question that matters for Aave's other depositors. The governance question on the table is what happens to people still sitting on RSETA supply positions that the protocol has not yet unfrozen. Aave says the backing is whole. Auditors say the contagion is contained. Retail lenders in the frozen markets have been asked to wait. Meanwhile, at least one connected wallet cleared a $274 million USDT stack on the open side of the protocol and walked away clean. That is not illegal. It is not even necessarily suspicious. USDT markets were open, the withdrawal was technically available to anyone who wanted to move their balance, and Aave made no promise that large depositors would stay put during a crisis. What it does surface is the speed gradient. Large connected wallets react in seconds. Most depositors react in hours or days. When a protocol freezes one side of its balance sheet and leaves the other side open, that gradient decides who takes losses and who does not. It is a recurring feature of how DeFi lenders respond to active incidents, and it tends to become visible only when someone with a recognizable wallet makes a big move on the open side.